What did you get caught doing as a kid that got you in major trouble? You can tweet at PetchNamie 424-1234 to be part of the show. There's an 11-year-old yesterday. He gets in his car, starts driving wherever he's going, all over the road. It's a disaster. So people call the cops. Uh-huh. Turns out they pull him over. He said that Grand Theft Auto inspired him to do it.
I mean, I can see that. Like, if you sit there playing those games all the time,
why aren't I doing this in real life?
Mm-hmm.
The car is right there. I have a baseball bat right there. Why am I not doing this in real life?
Uh-huh.
What was interesting to me was afterwards police hold a press conference.
Incredibly dangerous to have that kind of action happening on our highways. First of all, a vehicle going half the speed limit, then speeding, and then weaving through lanes all over the highway.
That's anybody on Route 1.
Yeah, pretty much.
That is most Maryland drivers on Route 1.
Pretty much.
When I'm at the end of my work day and just trying to get home. Oh, yeah. You're going to do 40 on the left lane? Cool. Uh-huh, yeah. I go to pass. Oh, now we're speeding together. Perfect.
Uh-huh. Yep. Isn't that great? I mean, I remember when I was a kid, like when I got busted smoking. My dad used to smoke these weird, like little, like mini. I can't remember what they used to be called now, but they were kind of like half cigarette, half cigar. They were kind of weird things. So, and I try one of those. Go around the. We used to have like this outdoor brick shed, in the house. Went around the back there and took a couple of puffs of this thing. My mum, instant radar that she must have known there was something on because she's come out there, grabbed me by the ear, marched me in the house, and made me and pushed a bar of soap. She used to have this horrible medicated kind of soap, and she I remember her having that under the water and then just shoving it in my mouth. I never ever smoked since.
That was
one and only time.
I got in trouble all the time as a kid. My friend and I called one of those hotlines,
Yeah.
So we sat on the bed, and I had the cordless, she had the end of the wire phone. We're sitting there like, let's call. All right, 1-800 hot chicks. We're like, press one. I'm like, that sounds all right. One. And then cut to when the phone bill comes in, and my brother's getting yelled at. He's like, I didn't call. My mom's like, it's me, you, and Amy in this house. Who would have called? And there I am. Hi.
<Yeah. laughs> I remember once, just funny you said about the phone, is I had this, and I'm probably about, I don't know, 10, 11 kind of age. And I had this thing where I would collect radio station stickers. So I would call all these stations like across the country and stuff. And I remember then one phone bill came in and it was like horrendous because I was calling from one end of the country to the other and stuff. I
got in trouble all of the time. When I was a kid, I was in the car seat still. And this was, you figure, in the 80s. So you didn't have to, it wasn't a certain weight. You were in a car seat until you were like four.
You're in, yeah.
Right? So I was under four and I lean over to my brother and go, hey, Chris. You're an a-hole. And I lean back. My brother goes, Mom, Amy called me an a-hole. She goes, don't speak. We don't speak like that. Don't say that. And so a little bit later, I lean and go, Chris, you're an a-hole. Mom, Amy called me an a-hole again. She's like, Amy, one more time, and I'm pulling this car over. I'm going to spank you. I go, go ahead. I'm not scared of you.
Oh,
she starts to pull over, and I go, I just started crying my eyes out. I got in trouble all the time as a kid. I'm not sneaky. I'm not a good liar. We had a party when I was a freshman in high school at my friend's house. I'm on the phone talking to my other friend about how great it was, what a great party they missed, how much we drank. But mom's like, Amy, I can hear you. Like, I am such a dope.
I'm 15.
Yes. Yes.
That's funny.
That was. You know, I'm like, God, I got in trouble all the time as a kid. What did you get caught doing as a kid that got you in major trouble? You can tweet at PetchNamie 424-1234 to be part of the show.